Well, today we hear about a vineyard in our first reading from the prophecy of Isaiah. Vines and vineyards are all over the Old Testament. Very popular images, especially in the major prophets, but also in the Psalms and in the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. And so, here we have Jesus also telling a story about a vineyard. And so that would have had deep resonance to the Jews who listened to him, who knew the scriptures. And here we live in Virginia, a land replete with vineyards, and people come from all over to have receptions and weddings in vineyards. However, whereas we may want to have a reception in a vineyard, let me just point out that the sacrament of matrimony for Catholics is always celebrated in a church. Vineyards are great for receptions, though. And so, in the Old Testament, vineyards usually symbolize the people of God, in other words, us. And in our first reading, we hear this poignant image about this person who invests a great deal of time and labor and care into planting a vineyard. And then he waits with expectant hope for a crop of rich grapes as a reward for his efforts. But with bitter disappointment, all he gets is wild grapes instead. You know, when I think about how God conceived the idea of each one of us when we were conceived in our mother's womb, and God put such tender, loving care into cultivating that idea of each one of us. First of all, he gives us life, which is amazing. I mean, the very fact that we are here at all, that we exist, is not to be taken for granted. But then on top of that, he gave us food, he gave us a family, he gave us a home, he gave us an education. And he endowed each one of us with very particular and very unique aptitudes and abilities and talents. And then he revealed his love to us by making us members of his own household through baptism. And he put people into our lives that taught us about him. And he gave us the precious gift of faith. Not everybody has that. And he gives us his grace in the sacraments. And so, when we were conceived in the mind of God and in our mother's bodies, God had such great hopes for each one of us that we would produce fruit that would delight him, that our lives would be pleasing to him. Well, let's look at the story that Jesus tells in our gospel today. Again, here we have a landowner who puts a lot of labor into planting a vineyard, providing for its protection and for its production of good wine. And those tenants who inhabit his vineyard abuse and kill the servants that he sends to collect his due. But then, so then as a last resort, he looks at his own son. His precious son. He says, this will work. I'll send them my son. They will respect him. He's my son. But when the tenants see the man's son, they don't see his son. All they see is the heir. In other words, they don't see a relationship. All they can see is their own gain. And that poses the fundamental question for us. Are we in relationship with this God who created us with such hope and gives us so much? Are we striving to please him and to return to him his due for all of his blessings to us? Or do we just regard God as somebody who's going to give us what we want? Or is God to us simply someone who owes us a good life that will please us? Church, we were created to live our lives in relationship to this good God who gives us life and all good things. And He sent us His Son to teach us how to do that. And Jesus says, I choose you to go and bear fruit. And when we are living our days in relationship with Jesus as branches to the vine, then we produce fruit that is pleasing to our Father. And when we tend our vineyard and cultivate that relationship with Jesus, by the time we invest in prayer and meditation, filling our minds with what is gracious and honorable and praiseworthy and lovely, as St. Paul exhorts us to do, then those seeds that we plant in our prayer and meditation bear fruit in our actions and our lives. And so today, we come to this Eucharistic table, and Jesus gives us His lifeblood, that good wine from Jesus the vine. Let us receive it, and let it mingle with the blood in our veins, and transform us, so that as adopted daughters and sons, God can look on us and our fruit and be well pleased. Do you know the 116th Psalm says it all? And today when we prepare our Eucharistic gifts, we will sing that song. I will take the cup of the Lord. So let us sing it with our hearts and our minds. Amen.
Amen.